This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever noticed how many times the expression, "It is written," appears in the New Testament? We are probably most familiar with its use in our Lord's responses to Satan's temptations. 3 times Satan attempted to lead our Lord into sin. 3 times our Lord resisted the temptations by repeating, "It is written," and in every case, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, Matthew 4, 4, 7, and 10. Over and over in the gospel records, Jesus quoted the Old Testament as being authoritative. Swiss professor L. Gosen's book, The Inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, says concerning our Lord's attitude toward His Bible, the Old Testament, "With what reverence, with what submission, does He expound the Scriptures, comment upon them, quote them word for word? See how it becomes His grand concern to heal men's diseases and to preach the Scriptures, as it was afterwards to die and to fulfill the Scriptures." Page 97. The Lord's apostles also quite often use the expression, "It is written." In his first epistle to the Corinthians, Paul used the expression 9 times. Please listen to these examples from the first 2 chapters of 1 Corinthians. "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, according as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 1, 19, 30 and 31. "But as it is written, Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them who love him." 1 Corinthians 2, 9. We shall dwell on these words from 1 Corinthians 3. "For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." 1 Corinthians 3, 19. The expression, "it is written," is a technical term indicating that the quotation is Scripture, God's Word. The tense of the verb is significant. The term means, "it stands written." The idea came from the very mind of God, and still applied when Christ and the apostles used the Old Testament quotations. I shall examine the 2 quotations Paul used in the passage I read to you. The first, "He takes the wise in their own craftiness," comes from Job 5:13. "Men may fool their fellow men, but they cannot fool God." The truth is, God knows how to take hold of the worldly wise to show just how unwise they are. Paul taught earlier in this epistle, "God will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." 1 Corinthians 1, 19. In our text, Paul also quoted the words of Psalm 94, 11. "The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vain." Neither the psalmist nor Paul intended to discourage men's using their minds. God gave us minds to think about Him and about His Word. Men's thoughts become vain when they fail to seek God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33. Paul encouraged the Colossian Christians, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on earth." Colossians 3, 1 and 2. The expression, "set your affection," means to keep on thinking about the things that are above. The Apostle Paul listed a number of attributes Christians should cultivate: honesty, purity, truth, justice, and excellence, and then commanded, "Think on these things." Philippians 4, 8. The Apostle Paul exhorted his Roman brothers and sisters, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds." Romans 12, 2. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.